A Massachusetts political candidate has taken some unusual positions for a Democrat, voting for Donald Trump and ridiculing Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, and former President Obama. But Jeff Turco is the favorite to win a special election for state representative as a Democrat. Turco won last week's primary to succeed former House Speaker Bob DeLeo, who's been representing the heavily Democratic district that includes Winthrop and part of Revere for the past 30 years. As WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, Turco's victory represents a stunning loss for progressives.
Jeff Turco claimed victory following the Democratic primary last week and is now a big step closer to succeeding Bob DeLeo. Here's Turco on Revere TV last Tuesday night.
I'm thrilled with the result, obviously. I'm thrilled with the level of support that I received across the district.
Turco won 36% of the vote, just enough to edge out two progressives, Alicia Del Vento from Winthrop, who worked for Democrats on Beacon Hill, and Juan Jaramillo, a community organizer from Revere. Together, the two progressives won more than 56%. But because they split the vote, Turco beat them out for the Democratic nomination. Jaramillo, who finished less than 300 votes behind Turco, says the voters lost.
The voters of this district voted overwhelmingly for something else, right? For policies that uplift immigrant communities, working class people, the LGBTQ plus community, that uplift women. That's what the voters here voted for.
Instead, they got Jeff Turco. He's expected to easily beat Republican Paul Carucho and Independent Richard Fusillo in the special election later this month in a reliably Democratic district. Turco is a lawyer and a former Winthrop town councilor. During his campaign, he ran as a moderate and talked about housing and education, as well as two issues that affected his own family, substance abuse and mental illness. He did not talk about his support of Donald Trump, for whom he voted in 2016 and continued to support since. Nor did he talk about his Facebook page, which was full of posts that alarmed liberal activists like Rebecca Hart Holder.
There's nothing moderate about him. He's an anti-choice Trump supporter. He shares offensive far-right rhetoric on his Facebook page.
Hart Holder is executive director of NARAL of Massachusetts, the abortion rights group. Turco says he's personally opposed to abortion, but that he accepts abortion rights as settled law. But Hart Holder says there are big questions about where Turco stands on abortion and other issues. NARAL captured dozens of posts from Turco's Facebook page before they were removed. You can see them at WBUR.org. One post refers to Barack Obama as our mentally challenged president. Another suggests Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton are those creepy girls in The Shining.
Look, Jeff Turco scrubbed his social media feed for a reason. He scrubbed it because the things that he was posting were out of step with what Democratic voters believe.
Meanwhile, campaign finance records show that Turco and his wife donated to at least two Republican candidates and to a pro-Trump super PAC just last year.
You've reached the law office of Jeffrey Turco. I'm not available to take your call at the present time.
WBUR tried multiple times to reach Turco, but he never called back. During the final candidate forum before the primary, Turco described himself as a long-serving, proud, moderate Democrat.
I consider myself a John F. Kennedy Democrat, a working-class Democrat. I think some of the people in this campaign choose to go for the socialist platform. That's not who Jeff Turco is, and I don't think the people of this district are.
In fact, thanks in part to a growing immigrant population, the district is increasingly progressive. Jaramillo, who narrowly lost to Turco, points out that Bernie Sanders carried the district in last year's Democratic presidential primary.
Revere as a whole also voted for Bernie Sanders, but that's the general lean of this district.
This isn't the first time progressives have split the vote in a Democratic primary and lost out to someone more conservative. Jesse Mermel lost a crowded primary race last year for the 4th Congressional District, which Jake Auchincloss, a former Republican, won. Mermel says the good news is that more progressives are running for office.
And that's a great thing for the movement at large.
But it can also mean progressives are running against each other. So Mermel says progressives need to rally around one candidate sooner rather than later.
To make sure that we don't wind up with what we just saw happen in Revere and Winthrop.
That's where most voters opted for a younger, more progressive nominee, but but ended up with Jeff Turco, who's now well on his way to Beacon Hill. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.